How do you do, my friends? Are you listening?
Your local Hallmark dealer and the makers of Hallmark greeting cards, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, the greeting cards of quality, bring you your old and beloved friend, Tony Wan, with greetings from his radio scrapbook.
Well, I have something with me today that Violet Allen's story once sent to me for my scrapbook, and which I've been wanting to read to you for a long, long time. As you know, I've often talked about tolerance as something very fine in human nature. But I'm not a poet, and those divine emotions of the human soul can only be adequately expressed in poetry, it seems to me. Well, this bit I have with me is called A Child Remembers. And it is a splendid example of how intolerant most of us are at times, without really intending to be and without realizing it at all, until someone else brings it to our minds. In this case, it was a child. I'm sure you'll want to hear this poem, so listen. Once every week, all dressed in black that crackled when she walked, Miss Nettie Parsons used to come, and she and Grandma talked. But just this week, I don't know why, Miss Nettie never came. And on the day she should have come, they played the queerest game. It was about remembering her. First Grandma sighed and said, "Poor Nettie. But I can't forget the sharp tongue in her head." And then Mother laid her sewing down. I can remember still, no matter what her virtues were, she snubbed old Esther Hill. And Aunt Marie said, "I recall for each red cent she gave, she wanted us, every one of us, to be her humble slave." And then since they were remembering her, I thought that I should too. But I remembered Easter eggs, thick frosted pink and blue, and china dolls she dressed for me in skirts as crisp as light. And when I told them that I did, they each one hugged me tight. Well, I don't suppose the sweethearts listening today have to be reminded that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. But I do want to remind the rest of you that tomorrow is a grand opportunity to let your friends and loved ones know that you're thinking of them. Sure it is. Everyone sends valentines nowadays, not just sweethearts. And let me tell you something. Your Hallmark dealer has valentines for everyone, too. You bet he has. There are all kinds of Hallmark Valentine's messages suitable for every person on your list, young or old, friends, relatives, or sweethearts. But speaking of sweethearts, I can't think of a nicer way for any husband to tell his wife he still thinks of her as his sweetheart than by sending this Hallmark Valentine that I have right here. When you read it, you listen. A Valentine for my wife. Because you are my Valentine, I'm sending this to say how happy you have made me, dear, through every passing day. And as I'm looking on ahead toward every coming year, I know I'll be still happier with you beside me, dear. Now, don't you think any wife would be pleased and thrilled to get that from her husband? Of course she would. Well, now, that's number W108. If you'd like to get it, just ask your Hallmark dealer for W108. You've heard that one that goes like this, haven't you? Any poor fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim up. We used to call that a proverb, but today we call it a wisecrack. Such lines are very potent. They contain lots of truth in a few words. I like to read them for that reason. Now, you take this one here, for instance. When a man is wrapped up in himself, he makes a pretty small parcel. Huh? Now, that has some sense to it, hasn't it? Hmm? Or this one, ladies, listen to this. Much discomfort is caused by buying shoes to fit the occasion instead of to fit the feet. Or how about this? We would all like to be heroes, but it is much easier to be zeros. Ah, but speaking about heroes, do you know that since 1910, America has honored 2,144 Boy Scout heroes? Yes, sir, that's right. Over 2,000 Boy Scouts have saved lives. Fact that shows the practical result of scout training. Now, I know that you'll want to join me in saying, may the Boy Scout organization continue its splendid work in leading a new generation toward life's goals of worthwhile achievement. But somebody once wisely said that if you give away some money, you will be poorer by that amount. But if you give away love, you will be richer by the amount you give away. That reminds me of a story I once heard. It was a little country school, and the teacher was having a hard job to drum into her youthful pupils the principles of arithmetic. Now listen, she said. In order to subtract, things have to be in the same denomination. This is what I mean. Now, you couldn't take 3 apples from 4 peaches, nor 8 marbles from 8 buttons. It must be 3 apples from 4 apples, or 6 marbles from 8 marbles, and so on. Well, one bright little tow-headed fellow raised his head and said, please, ma'am, couldn't you take 3 quarts of milk from 2 cows? Hmm? Well, you know, it seems to me that I shouldn't miss this opportunity to talk of love. Because Valentine's Day is almost here again. Love, what a volume in a word. An ocean in a tear. A seventh heaven in a glance. A whirlwind in a sky. A lightning in a touch. A millennium in a moment. What concentrated joy or woe in blessed or blighted love. Poet said that long ago. But you know, I take off my hat to the one who first gave us Valentine's Day. Yeah, I do. Many a bashful young fellow or maiden who would not dare to express their feelings toward each other at any other time can cut loose on this day and they can ask, will you be my Valentine? Hmm? And of course the answer will be, yes. Oh, sure. Will you be my Valentine? Ah, what thrilling words. Remember? They make you feel like the rhymester who once penned these immortal lines, listening. Oh, I've received nice letters, sweet missives pledging love, and documents of valued worth from the lowly and those above. But of all the welcome messages, the loveliest, most divine, was one you sent me long ago. Will you be my Valentine? Now, of music I've heard plenty, the light and classic, too, both comic and sentimental, some old and some quite new. But the very sweetest music is written in one line, engraved upon my heart by you. Will you be my Valentine? You know, sometimes I'm inclined to believe that women have better memories than men. They never forget such things as birthdays and anniversaries, do they? Well, back in 1926, when I first broadcast my scrapbook, Lawrence Hawthorne sent me some of his verses, which he called Mother Always Remembers. You'll see how right the boy who tells this story was. If you'll just listen a minute or so. I don't see how Mother knows when everybody's birthday is. She does, though. But I'll bet my dad would never think of even his. Unless my mother made a cake for him just like she does for me. Mother never could forget a date, as far as I can see. We know that every holiday there'll be a party for us boys, with decorations everywhere and special kinds of games and toys. We know we'll have a Christmas tree. We know we'll always get a lot of Easter eggs and Valentine's, because Mother never has forgotten. Sometimes I guess my dad would like it better if he did forget an anniversary or two. Because he feels kind of cheap, I'll bet, when Mother gives him something swell. And he looks at the calendar and finds out it's their wedding day. And he ain't got a thing for her. Remember. So let's see to it tomorrow on Valentine's Day that Mother isn't forgotten, shall we? And there's no reason why you should leave Dad out either. Nor any of the rest of the family, including the youngsters, because your Hallmark dealer has Valentines that sound just like they were written to order for every single member of the family. As well as those for friends and sweethearts. And remember, friends, if you want the folks receiving your Valentine's to be just a little more pleased and flattered, be sure to look on the back of the Valentine's you select for the identifying word, a Hallmark card. The word particular folks always look for on the greeting cards they send and receive. And now I have a Valentine here that's sure to get a laugh. It's on your sister. Sorry, you please. Okay, are you listening? A Valentine message to my sweetheart. I want you when I'm happy, and I want you when I'm blue. Even when I'm mad at you, I want you. Yes, I do. Whether you're far away or near where I can watch you, I want you every single day. Gee, I'm glad I got you. Huh? Ah, now that's when you can send to your wife, husband, or sweetheart, and the number on it is W107. If you'd like to get it, just ask your Hallmark dealer for W107. And so goodbye. All is well.
Thank you, Tony. And now, friends, as we close Tony's big radio scrapbook, I want to remind you that Hallmark greeting cards, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, the greeting cards of quality, are sold at all better shops and stores. Remember, when you buy greeting cards, look for the dealer who displays the picture of Tony Wan. Your local Hallmark dealer and the makers of Hallmark greeting cards invite you to be with us again when our friend Tony Wan opens his radio scrapbook next Sunday afternoon at 4:15 Eastern Standard Time over most of these stations. Consult your local newspaper for the exact time in your city. This is Louis Rowan speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.